Track 9, Galtina Extra. Time now for our second slice of Galtina. This time she is treating us to one of her poems, all about a pantomime. Yes, it's definitely that time of year. Oh, yes, it is. And I'm off to the panto with my 4-year-old granddaughter this week. What fun.
How are you together? That's a Galtina again. Now, I know you all like my accent because I've been told. Now, I don't know how many of you know that I'm a member of Friends of Norfolk Dialect, or they call it FOND for short, and that was actually started up by Keith Skipper 25 years ago. And, do you know, we have a laugh and we like to keep the dialect alive because, do you know what, that's a gone out there. You don't hear many people now unless you go to an old pub in the sticks somewhere. You might hear a bloke up the corner. But that's sort of pantomime time when they have that, and that's normally a laugh. And this particular time, old Colin Burley phoned me up and he said to me, "Will you be Cinderella?" So I thought, well, I'll go, but I need to go to a charity shop and try and get a dress. So this is my poem about the Friends of Norfolk Dialect pantomime and my Cinderella dress. Colin Burley phoned and asked, "Will you be Cinderella?" Me so pleased, I answered, "Yes." Then I phoned Gal Jean to tell her. I wondered where I'd get my dress, cos me old ones, well, I'd binned them. So I thought at the Red Cross charity shop in my old hometown of Wyndham. I phoned my sister-in-law Maud, cos I knew I'd be in luck, cos she's a rum and seamstress, and I might need a nip and tuck. In the shop we looked about, there weren't no dress to see. So Maud asked the assistant, who said, "Come you along o' me." We went upstairs for a rummage, and right there on the rack was my Cinderella dress that hung there staring back. I tried it on and that looked all right, but that was too tight on the top. God blessed if I'd have breathed, the bloomin' lot'd pop. But Maudie, with her stitching skills, had an idea up her sleeve. I could be Cinderella and still have room to breathe. She took it home and under arms she made 2 great old slits. She put in more material so that fitted round my bits. Boy David made the headpiece with FOND writ on the top. He stuck Christmas lights around it with a switch to start and stop. From the very bottom of my heart, I'd like to thank you all for helping Cinderella and her glass welly to the ball. Thank you very much. Cheerio.
Thank you, Tina. And the Friends of Norfolk Dialect is indeed a worthy cause. I think regional dialects are something to be treasured and preserved if at all possible.